Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. A suspected Taliban suicide bomber blew himself up inside the U.S. military-run Bagram Air Base in Afghanistan, killing four Americans, wounding 16 American servicemen and one Polish soldier. Afghan media sources say the attack occurred just outside the dining hall at the air base. Islamic State has claimed responsibility for a bomb attack on a crowded Sufi shrine in Pakistan's southwestern Balochistan province that killed at least 52 people, wounded around 100 others. And hundreds of people were there at the time of the explosion. The victims include women and children. The Bataclan Concert Hall in Paris reopened Saturday night, nearly a year after 130 people were killed and nearly 500 wounded in the city in a coordinated attack by Islamic State militants.
La vie, hein, faut respecter la vie. C'est
this man was at the concert. He said, "We need to show respect for life. This is a certain victory today," he said. "We're not being pushed around or we're here celebrating life." The Islamic State claimed responsibility for the November 13, 2015 attacks on eight sites, including the concert hall, cafes, and a soccer stadium. It was the worst extremist violence ever to hit France. Turkey has suspended the activities of 370 civic groups, including women's and children's rights organizations, as the Ankara government continues its roundup of individuals and groups with alleged ties to a failed coup attempt 4 months ago. This is VOA News.